Chris Bachman, and this is a quick flash of your high school scoreboard spotlight on a Sunday night as I take a look at all of our local high school football playoff matchups. I'll tell you who's playing who and who could be playing who next as we look at our districts for all of our mid-Michigan teams looking to make a run to Ford Field, or in Sacred Heart Academy's case, a run to Northern Michigan University in the Upper Dome. They will start off at home. We'll find out when that game will be. They will host Brethren. Sacred Heart comes into this game at 7-2, Brethren at 6-3. If Sacred Heart Academy is victorious in that game, they're looking at taking on 6-3 Marion or 7-2 Onekama. 7-2 Onekama will be hosting Marion. And when you look at the other district involved in this region, whoever comes out of this district will surely be the favorite, as New Haven Merritt Academy is the only other 6-3 team in that district. So look for Sacred Heart to have a good shot at making a run if they can get through their tough district featuring Marion, Onekama, and Brethren. As we move on to Division 8, Breckenridge Huskies have been the top-ranked team all year long, and they did avoid a tough matchup in the districts that could have game against Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary, who's only had some really tough losses to Hemlock and Ithaca. As it is, Breckenridge will host Frankfort, and they will play the winner of Merrill versus Joburg Lewiston, already a shutout this year for Breckenridge over Merrill. And Carson City Crystal has a tough matchup versus Flint Beecher. So try and open up their playoff run. If Carson City Crystal wins a district championship and Breckenridge wins a district championship, we could see a rematch of that great game from earlier this year. However, with that 9-0 season, Breckenridge will have the good fortune of playing that game at home in Huskyville. Skip over D7, not a lot of local teams in our listening area in there. Move up to Division 6. Beaverton will host a playoff game against a game 5-4 Maple City Glen Lake squad. Morley Stanwood is going to be at Newaygo, and Ithaca will host 6-3 Millington. Continue to move up to Division 5, and I tell you what, for 8-1, the Clare Pioneers surely got a tough draw. That 8-1 record, they're going to hit the road, and it's quite a long road trip over to Manistee. If they win that game, well, it's undefeated at 9-0 Reed City awaiting them. Could be a tough draw for the Clare Pioneers once again in that really tough MHSAA Division 5 playoff bracket. And Chip Hills was able to get in on playoff points. They're 5-4. They will be at Freeland. If they're able to come out of that game a winner, what's waiting for them may not be good. Number one ranked Saginaw Swan Valley will come into that game at possibly 10-0. Move on to Division 4. Elma will have the good fortune of hosting two district games. They will start off hosting Big Rapids, then they will take on the winner of Ludington and Escanaba. And moving up to Division 3, the Mount Pleasant Oilers. They will have a rematch versus Petoskey, comes in at 5-4. Slide over to the other district game. 6-3 Gaylord's got to make a long road trip down to Cedar Springs to battle that 8-1 squad. Cedar Springs' only loss is to the aforementioned Saginaw Swan Valley in Division 5. Move over to the other district in the region. East Grand Rapids will take on number one ranked in the state, Muskegon High. Then it's Grand Rapids Northview versus Grand Rapids Christian. If the Oilers are able to get through this district, they will take on a battle-tested team with that loaded district with East Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Grand Rapids Northview, and Grand Rapids Christian. And lastly, let's take a look at our two Midland schools who are both able to get in. Midland beating Midland Dallas last week 14-8 in that great rivalry game. However, Midland Dallas was able to get in on playoff points. They have a tough matchup. They'll be on the road at Flushing in the same district. Midland will be at Swartz Creek. If Midland Dow win, they'll obviously play each other for a district championship, and ooh, what a game that would be. That's a quick look at all of your high school playoff matchups. Thanks for tuning in on another High School Scoreboard Spotlight, and make sure you join me starting November 3rd at noon 30 every Saturday on 92.3 FM along with AM 830 WMMI as I have the Spock Sports Show. Hopefully we're talking a lot of high school playoff football. Thanks for joining me on another High School Scoreboard Spotlight. We'll see you next week.